Hello.
Greetings, folks. Just some announcements, and I want to explain who we are after several people have approached in regards to who the Long Coat Mafia podcast is, and so forth and so on, and plus a couple of disclaimers. The announcements are is that over the next couple of days before the official recording, which will be held on July the 11th, which is, I believe, a Saturday. Let me pull that up here. Yeah, it's Saturday, July 11th. We'll be doing the first official recording of an episode between now and then. Other than this, would be beta episodes, and that's for your benefit, so you could see how we are growing, how we are learning. And not to mention the beta episodes are a way of me as a host and as the podcast tossing spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks. So we'll have a lot of good ideas, a lot of bad ideas. We'll see where the middle ground is. That's why we need your opinion for when you hear this. Our Facebook page, our email address, our Twitter is all in the show notes. Please email us, friend us, and all the happy hoo-ha-ha that goes with that. As per the Long Coat Mafia, what that means and who we are, a lot of people are skittish when they hear the word mafia. Please do not be skittish over that. We are the Long Coat Mafia. We are a very friendly group, very happy group. What the podcast is basically about is geekdom. What the whole aspect of geekdom is that for someone, they could be a geek about anything: comic books, cars, sports, music, beer, religion, modeling, anything. That's their geek. That's what we want them to express. So therefore, there's going to be interviews, discussions, a little bit of everything. Therefore, that's why you guys come in and tell us what you like, what you didn't like. As per the title, The Long Coat Mafia, when you look at a lot of the media over the years, especially movies, TV, you see a lot of the strangest characters, a lot of the coolest characters, a lot of the coolest villains, heroes. They're all wearing a type of long coat. And a long coat from a fashion aspect, it's a coat that goes a little bit past the waist. For Firefly fans who refer them to themselves as brown coats, that's in essence a long coat. And besides, those characters tend to stand out one way or another. Either personality-wise, it kind of has that look at me. So therefore, for me, it's that aspect of look at us. And as per the whole mafia aspect, it's a loose term for me. Is I'm poking fun of it. It's a way of saying, hey, mafia, in a way, in regards to movies, it means family, an organization, a group of people together with a like mind. And that's what geeks are, a bunch of people, bunch of fans, men, women, kids, whomever, with a like mind over something: comics, books, music. Again, you know, the list goes on. That's what it is. And you'll hear us always refer to the geekdom and all that. We are the Long Coat Mafia. It's a fun thing. We kid around. We hopefully will kid around. I have two regular co-hosts in the works, and I hope you enjoy them. And again, in regards to our rating system that we will be using, it will be a 10 scale, 0 to 10, 0 being whatever it is reviewing totally sucks, and 10 meaning it's totally awesome. But we'll be using two versions of that scale. One is a hard number, and another one is a soft number, which means when in regards to giving a review, we might say, hey, I give it an 8. It's a solid 8. That means that's the first number we come across, that's the first number that we'll speak. It's immediately, it's an 8, it's a 5, whatever. The soft number is that we could have an additional experience according to that, that gives it an extra boost. Meaning that, hey, we went to see this movie. The movie itself was a hard 6. But the experience we had prior to or after the movie gave some sort of bonus to it. Therefore, it might be a soft 7 or a soft 8. So, you'll hear us going into that. And as per a disclaimer, with episode, I won't say that second episode, our first beta and our next beta is going to be interviews with, hopefully, if she's still in the country, not in the Philippines, that's Mary again, and hopefully Karen is going to be, you heard the name in the first beta, both are going to be at Manuel's house, hopefully on Monday. We'll be doing another interview, hopefully the mic will be able to pick me up as well as her, both Mary and Karen, and if we'll discuss religion again, and we're not pushing. The disclaimer is, what they discuss is not reflecting on us. Again, it's a little bit mafia-based, because if you look and dive into some of the, at least the media portrayal of the mafia, they're a little bit towards the Catholic aspect of things, which means that when you see it, they're heavily they won't do anything to disrespect any way, shape, or form the church. We at the Long Coat Mafia are not pushing in any way, shape, or form anyone's religion or agenda. We feel that we'd rather have questions that we might have that everybody else has in regards to religion, whether you're agnostic, atheist, so forth and so on. We're not pushing anything to you. We're sharing their geekdom there, why they believe such a thing. It's not an offense. It's more of a discussion, what they believe. And that's why I want to speak to them again and get a decent interview. Especially with Karen. She is a female priest, Lutheran. And the whole concept of being a female priest is kind of, from a personal standpoint, that way to go with it. There's female priests, and that whole skepticism, wait a minute, there's a female priest, what the hell? So we'll get that from her, hopefully, and hear her passion about this, and get some viewpoints from her. Again, we're not pushing, you'll hear me recite this disclaimer that we're not going to be pushing anything on her, on you, the listener. Again, in regards to the beta episodes, they're just me just tossing stuff out, me learning the software, me learning the mic placement, me learning where, you know, if we're recording in a loud environment, where we could sit up, how close we got to be, so we're predominantly the ones that you should be listening to instead of the background people. Another announcement before I forget is that I'll be recording a almost my viewpoints on a couple of movies. It's nowhere, for those who might listen to how did this get made, it's not, or I'm not tearing anything apart, it's just that I've been hearing a couple of theories. I have no idea what to call these. If you like them, or you want to hear me talking about movies more often, what you want me to call these episodes in regards to me talking about different theories about from what I've seen online. The first one I hope to include is the movie, Disney movie Holes, which came out good many, I think it was like the late 90s, early part of this century, and just discussing a theory I saw on IMDb and me adding my theories to that and discussing the movie. Plus, the next one after that would be John Wick. I might be combining both them into one big podcast type deal. First being Holes, then me saying, all right, now I'm going to be talking about John Wick. And hopefully you'll have an earful. Hope you like the temporary theme music as a placement. And I'll be tagging the end of our closer. Please email us, comment on this in regards to what you think about the beginning and what you think about the end. Again, please, all these episodes will be up so you can see how we started, how I started, how the show started, that we're just a bunch of people having fun discussing things, and I have a lot planned. I'm making contact with people. Hopefully there'll be just maybe two or three people total as a core group. That's including myself and lots of other guests coming in to do interviews, give advice. I want to contact one person who's a model and have her give advice to those who want to become models and what it's like to be as a model. Hopefully, I'll start doing that mid-July, as soon as the podcast get started, officially posted, and see if I get people close by for interviews and so forth and so on. I hope you really enjoy. I'm rambling now. Well, that's, I should say, about it. I still have lots of homework to do, or I would say research, homework, call what you want. I hope you enjoy these little announcements. I still want to keep you guys informed to what we're doing, where we're going. And another quick little thing before I forget, having two main co-hosts, hopefully they'll be able to do it, at least come together for the three of us one day. If not, one could do it during the week or one weekend, and the other could do it another weekend. That way we could at least have two episodes a week, plus me doing these fill-in episodes. That way you could always have something to listen to. So, again, go onto Facebook, leave us a message, email us, tweet us, whatever is more comfortable with you. Those links will be in the show notes. Again, thank you so much for being a listener. So, bye. Toodles until the next beta episode, which will probably be airing on Tuesday, or Wednesday, in and around there. I might put it up Monday night, who cares. Bye-bye.
It's shocking, humiliating, and it's unacceptable.
Oh, come on, it's a classic. The only show in the world that gets better the more it's rerun.
Do I get a choice?
No!
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Okay, people, move along. There's nothing to see here.